Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second, the center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second, the center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third, the left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth, the DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fitzmaurice scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Paquette moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette scores. Jones moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Jones scores. Brett scores. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. Blue Moon Odom now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hairston moves to second. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette takes first base on ball four. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paquette. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Paquette steals second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek bunts towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. Stinson moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stinson scores. It's 6-0, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stein moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 2 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stein scores. It's 6-1, Royals. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Jim Essien. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broemer moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George in right now catching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Hal McRae. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from in right and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nelson moves to third. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Nelson steals home. It's 7-1, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Stinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayberry. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paquette strikes out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dent for the out. Brohmer moves to second. One out. Ken Brett pinch hits for George in right. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brohmer moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.